I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. More than 100 people were killed in Iraq today during a spate of bombs and shootings that occurred in several parts of the country. The worst attack happened at a textile factory in the city of Hilla, about an hour south of Baghdad. At least 45 people died there. 7 security officials lost their lives in Baghdad when attackers drove up to checkpoints and, using guns with silencers, began shooting. And 2 bombs south of the capital killed at least 8. Today's attacks come as Iraq enters its 3rd month of political stalemate. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse is in Baghdad. He says it's not yet clear who's behind today's violence.
Typically with these kinds of attacks, small to mid-scale bombings, quite often no group comes out and says we carried them out, or certainly they don't for several days. I think what's for sure is that these kinds of attacks are blamed on Al-Qaeda. They're seen as Al-Qaeda-type attacks, especially the ones targeting security forces. This is a particular hallmark of their kinds of attacks. It certainly does look like the shootings in the morning across Baghdad were coordinated, because they took place all within quite a short space of time. We understand within about an hour there were 6 attacks on 6 separate checkpoints. So it certainly seems that they were coordinated. Whether we can say that all the other bombings and attacks from the south of the country in Hilla to the north in Mosul are all the work of one group, I think that's very, very difficult to say.
Officials have warned about the possibility that insurgents would exploit this political stalemate post-elections in Iraq. It does seem that the stalemate provided a window of opportunity for these attacks today.
I suppose the question we have to ask is, would these attacks have happened whether or not there was already a government in place? That's not a question that I can really answer. The second question about the politics is, how will this be received, and will this in some way feed into sectarian tension that will make it harder to overcome this political deadlock? Now, we've had a number of attacks since those elections on March the 7th, some of them very obviously targeting sectarian groups. And what we haven't seen, which I suppose is a hopeful sign, is the various sectarian groups on the street blaming their sectarian rivals. A lot of people blame these attacks on political wrangling, but they don't seem to be blaming their neighbours so far. So at the moment, I think that is one hopeful thing to come out of what is a very, very bloody day.
Gabriel, will any of these attacks be investigated in any serious way, or is it just kind of part of the background of white noise violence in Iraq?
I think, unfortunately, the latter is very much the case. I mean, the authorities do investigate attacks. They do look into what happened. They try and work out what went wrong, how these people got through, how the bombs managed to get through. But I think the general picture is, and the sad truth is, that this is very much part of the, not maybe everyday reality, but weekly reality here in Iraq. Bombings, shootings, killings continue, despite the fact that we always say that security's got much, much better since the height of the insurgency in 2006 and 2007. That is true, but still what you're seeing is upwards of 300 people, that's a conservative estimate, 300 people being killed in violent incidents every month. That's what, an average of 10 a day, a conservative estimate. That in Iraq, it seems to have plateaued now. It seems to have leveled out on that kind of level. This is what is being called progress by both Iraqi officials and the Americans here. But if you looked at that in any other country, if you had that situation, it would almost certainly be a state of national emergency.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Baghdad. Thank you very much, Gabriel.
A pleasure.